Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. Today he is talking about our attempts to understand what God is. God is love and joy, creating more of itself endlessly. Love is reality, is life. And it is the gift that God gives constantly, making all of creation one with Him eternally, in every moment, without break or interruption, ever. Love is the medium in which every sentient being exists and interacts with itself, with God, and with all other sentient beings constantly. It is the environment that provides the means for all interactions throughout all of creation. There is nothing outside of it or beyond it. It just is. And many names or labels have been chosen over the eons in multitudes of human cultures by which to identify it. God, infinite supreme intelligence, divine wisdom, all that is, source, and many other variations. And none of them even comes close to the reality of it. So here, just for convenience, I will use the word God. There is not, never has been, and never will be any language that can, even while setting the intent to discuss it in the most heartwarming and lovingly speculative manner, describe or explain what can only be personally experienced as an individual relationship with God. Many have tried, and there are uncountable numbers of theses, dissertations, hypotheses, and holy interpretations that have attempted to explain this mystifying and impenetrable enigma. And while many do find areas of agreement, in the end, any understanding of it, while still utterly inadequate, is a completely unique and individual experience. As those who have had and talked about their near-death experiences have all reiterated, it is an experience of love that is totally beyond description or comprehension. It just is, and it is the most magnificent and wondrous experience of complete and utter loving acceptance and acknowledgement that the individual has ever undergone. All who have become aware of the possibility of having such a transcendent encounter naturally want to experience it for themselves, and this is what the collective human awakening is all about. The awakening, although collective, is an individual experience of the utmost beauty and wonder that each will interact with through their own unique, most wondrous and miraculous essence, the particular and incomparableness of their divine being, the peerless being that God in her wisdom created that one to be. Yes, all are one, but within that divine and supreme one, each individual sentient being, created in love by God, experiences themselves as differentiated individual beings in personal relationship with that one, and equally with one another. It is a state of total and endless joy. It is God's divine will expressing itself as love in each and every one individually, and thus creatively expanding and most beautifully making herself known endlessly and without limitation of any kind whatsoever. It is divine magnificence infinitely and eternally expressed, now and forever. The allness of one and the oneness of all is utterly incomprehensible to those experiencing the limitations of life in form, because, in that state of being, everyone and everything is seemingly separated from everyone and everything else. Modern physics has been pointing out that their scientific experiments do indicate that there is no separation, that all is enclosed in a limitless or vast field of consciousness, but for practical purposes this is really incomprehensible. While those who have had NDEs know that there is only love, the field of conscious awareness in which God envelops all of her beloved children in every moment of their existence. Without exaggeration, I can assert that each one of you, each of God's beloved children, is vast, vast beyond the most enormous concept that you can conceive of for that word. And yet your core, or heart, is constantly fully consciously aware of the minutest element of its essence and of whatever it may be experiencing. There is no separation from the oneness that is. Allow yourselves to accept that truth, embrace it and honor it. It is Mother, Father, God, and it is each one of you. The miracle of your beingness is astounding. In human terms, it is indeed astounding. Just accept that whatever God chooses to create will always be thus. There is no other possibility. Each one of you is also thus. As you go about your daily lives in form, remind yourselves of this divine truth and make a point of honoring and respecting yourselves and all others regularly and frequently, even though your egos will attempt to convince you that this cannot possibly be the case. The ego relies on your sense of smallness and on your belief in your unworthiness of God's love, a sense that it has established within you so that you will live fearfully and allow it to guide you as you live your human lives. Let go of your totally invalid ego-driven fears and anxieties and accept that you are, have always been, and will forever be the most dearly beloved children of God. That is the unchangeable state in which you were created for your own eternal joy and for the infinite joy of God. God is love and joy, creating more of itself endlessly. God is reality. Your experience of life in human form totally limits and restricts your ability to understand this because, by intent, by becoming a limited being in form, you all made the free choice to lose awareness of your true nature. It appears to you that your human form is your identity, because it is through this form that all your experiences are delivered to you by way of your physical senses, and they are constantly giving you feedback that confirms this. However, all of you are also convinced that there is far more to life than your physical bodies can provide, otherwise you would not be reading this and other encouraging and uplifting messages. And you are right. There is way more to life than you are able to experience in your daily human lives, and your collective awakening will return you to full conscious awareness of your natural and eternal state of being at one with and fully and most lovingly embraced by Mother, Father, God. Your awakening is imminent, so make sure to go within daily to invite love to enter your hearts. Doing this is to make the choice to feel the deep inner knowing that God is, and that you also are, a being of vast love. Feeling that uplifts you enormously and intensifies the power of your presence just being in form. An essential presence at this most wonderful moment in the glorious awakening process. Remind yourselves that you are never alone, and that if you do feel alone, it is because you have allowed your egos to distract you with their fearful what-if scenarios that keep demanding your attention. Let go of that and just be. Your loving brother, Jesus.